Karen stood at the stove, waiting for the milk to heat. I needed to be careful not to say too much. Karen gave no sign of knowing that Miss March of Angelfield was the same woman as the Miss Winter whose books I had spotted in the bookcase in the hall as I came in. "Do you have any photographs of your father?" I asked. "Possibly from when he worked at Angelfield?" Karen called to her son in the next room. "Tom? Tom, bring that picture from the mantelpiece, will you? The one in the silver frame." Tom came in carrying a photograph, his sister behind him. He came around to my side of the table and held the framed picture out to me, shyly. It was an old photograph of a very young man. Barely more than a boy. 18, perhaps, maybe younger. The boy had taken his cap off, was holding it in his hand, and in my mind's eye I saw the movement he had made, sweeping his cap off with one hand and wiping his forehead against the forearm of the other. He was tilting his head back slightly, trying not to squint in the sun, and succeeding almost. His shirt sleeves were rolled up above the elbow, and the top button of his shirt was open, but the creases in his trousers were neatly pressed, and he had cleaned his heavy garden boots for the photo. Was he working there when they had the fire? Karen put the mugs of cocoa on the table, and the children came and sat to drink it. I think he might have gone into the army by then. He was away from Angelfield for a long time. I looked closely through the grainy age of the picture to the boy's face. He looked nice. You know, he never spoke much about his early days. He was a reticent man. But there are things I wish I knew, like why he married so late. He was in his late 40s when he married my mother. I can't help thinking there must have been something in his past, a heartbreak perhaps. But you don't think to ask those questions when you're a child, and by the time I'd grown up... She shrugged sadly. He was a lovely man to have as a father. Patient, kind. He'd always help me with anything. And yet now I'm an adult, I sometimes have the feeling I never really knew him. There was another detail in the photograph that caught my eye. What's this? I asked. She leaned to look. It's a bag, for carrying game. Pheasants, mainly. You can open it flat on the ground to lay them in, and then you fasten it up around them. I don't know why it's in the picture. He was never a gamekeeper, I'm sure. I thought of Aurelius and his inheritance. The bag he'd been carried in was a game bag. Of course there was a feather in it. It was used for carrying pheasants. And I thought of the scrap of paper. Something like an A at the beginning, I remembered Aurelius saying as he held the blur of blue up to the window. I hadn't been able to see it, but perhaps he really had. What if it was not his own name on that scrap of paper, but his father's? Ambrose.